Wales.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606, this is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The National Prosecuting Authority says it's investigating the conduct of the prosecutors involved in the Timothy Omotoso case. Last month, an Eastern Cape High Court acquitted the Nigerian televangelist and two co-accused of charges of rape and human trafficking. He ran a church in Durban and was accused of abusing girls and young women who stayed in a mansion he rented in Umhlanga. The court ruled that the state failed to prove its case and pointed to inaccuracies and unethical conduct by the prosecution. Today, NPA head Shamila Batoy has been grilled about the handling of the matter in Parliament. She says an investigation began in August last year to look into possible misconduct and assess the capability of the team handling the case.
Because the judgment on the 2nd of April also criticized certain prosecutors, the scope of that investigation has been extended to focus on the entire prosecution team. And if the investigation confirms any possible misconduct, the matters will be referred to the NPA's Office of Ethics and Accountability, which is the OEA, to deal with those cases.
Former DA MP Ronaldo Gous has been forced to publicly apologize for racist remarks made in a social media video from over a decade ago. It's part of a settlement with the Human Rights Commission. The video resurfaced last year, days after he was sworn in as a Member of Parliament for the Democratic Alliance. The SAHRC received several public complaints and took the matter to the Equality Court. The Commission's Wusani Baloyi says Gous approached them in March, requesting mediation.
The Commission welcomed Mr. Gous' acknowledgement of the impact of his past conduct and reiterates that the right to freedom of expression must be exercised in a manner that respects equality and dignity for all people. As part of this settlement, Mr. Gous will participate in two sessions convened by the SHRC, which will consist of workshop public education.
And the Social Development Department believes South Africa has a crisis of proper family formation. The latest Stats SA figures show that only 31.5% of children live with both their parents. Minister Nokuzola Tolashe says family structures as we knew them 20 years ago have changed drastically.
Majority of our grandparents are looking after their families and their grandchildren. Family is a primary institution for care, protection, identity, safety and well-being of its members. The situation of pregnant teenager or teenage mothers is exacerbated by a lack of support from partners.
And a UN-backed report has found that more than 295 million people faced acute hunger last year, a new high driven by conflict. It was the sixth consecutive annual increase in the number of people hit with acute food insecurity. Acute food insecurity last year was found in 53 of the 65 countries analysed for the report. Your top story this hour. The National Prosecuting Authority says it's investigating the conduct of the prosecutors involved in the Timothy Omotoso case. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.